So this actually tells you how to do it in high performance Fortran, if you like. Because this type of problem was some of the earliest problems done on parallel machines. In fact, what happened, well, actually several people, probably 20 years ago, actually built special purpose machines for this type of problem. And the observation they made for this type of problem is that parallel computing is extremely simple, because if I'm doing, which is sort of what we've observed, namely, inverted commas, all we're doing is calculating sums, which is just sum over x of f of x, g of x, usually with lots of choices for g, lots of g sub k's, if you like, because those are the different things you're observing. So you have a lot of sums, but the computation for each event can be done independently, because these are different points in the integral. So this is what I called an embarrassingly parallel problem, or an almost embarrassing parallel problem, because each point can be calculated independently. The only thing that they need to get together to do is to calculate some sums. And all you're doing is you're calculating integrals, which are the sum of these events. So this class of problem, these Monte Carlos, are characterized by totally independent computations with a few global sums. And so these are not quite embarrassingly parallel. These are not totally independent, but they're almost independent. And if in the computer science language, all you have is a reduction operation, which is just a fancy word in this case for a sum. So actually, if you look at many of the famous announcements of great achievement of speed up on networks of workstations, at least a lot of the early ones all came from this problem class. The reason being is that they have very low communication needs, because they just have these global sums. So this is a really convenient problem for networks of workstations, because you essentially have no network bandwidth. You have effectively no synchronization needs, because you're just accumulating sums. The actual processing of an event, which is a dominant computation, doesn't have to be synchronized at all. So you can just interrupt the processor, accumulate the sum, and go on. So these processors just charge ahead, calculate their events, accumulate. Actually, what they do is they accumulate all their local sums. You add up the local sums to a global sum later on, and that's it. So you have to be a little, just as one of the things you have to learn in the field of parallel computing is when people are pulling the wool over your eyes. So when they claim wonderful results for this class of problem, you need to be rather skeptical, because it's very difficult to get this problem wrong, because they're essentially totally independent. Doesn't mean it isn't an incredibly important computation. It is. It's just quite easy. From the point of view of parallel computing, so that's in some sense good. But it requires no deep algorithm or great thought to get this right. In fact, it's essentially impossible to get wrong.